covers about 20 square miles. It's roughly 50% contained. More volatility on Wall Street. Stock futures have been up and down this morning following yesterday's rally that lifted the Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P higher. Right now, the Dow futures are down 105 points, NASDAQ futures 50 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The son of the man who was shot and killed by Baltimore County Police says his father did not deserve that. Arvell Jones Sr. was carrying a bow and arrow when officers shot him along Leeds Avenue in Arbutus on Wednesday. Arvell Jones Jr. tells WJZ-TV that his father was a good person who struggled with mental health issues. He says at that moment, his father might not have had his medication, but that doesn't make it right to take his life. Republican Congressman Andy Harris hopes the Trump administration's halting of an offshore wind project in New York will put an end to a project off the coast of Ocean City. U.S. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says he called for further review of the New York project, accusing the Biden administration of rushing permit approvals. Harris applauds the Trump administration, saying offshore wind poses a significant risk to the environment, national security operations, and marine life, and its development should be halted. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Second quality start in a row for Tomo Sugano last night, but it wasn't enough. As the Birds fall to the Nats, 4-3 the final. Sugano with a rocky start, giving up a couple of home runs, part of a three-run first. Here's Tomo on what happened. Translation, I put myself in bad counts. Pitching from behind is not good. At 9-14 now, the Orioles are behind. They drop five games under 500. Injury news, right-hand pitcher Grayson Rodriguez, who's undergone multiple MRIs on his shoulder since suffering a setback last week, has a mild lat strain now and will resume throwing in about 2 weeks. It now appears he'll be out at least until the beginning of summer. Caps were in a taffy pull last night, tied with the Canadians 1-1 in the third. Then Dylan Strome got busy.
As Carlson moves through center for the rookie Ryan Leonard. This way to Beauvillier, beautiful one-touch, score! Dylan Strome!
Joe B with the call on Monumental. Connor McMichael would add an empty netter, and the Caps would go on to win it 3-1, the final, taking a 2-0 series lead. Coming up in 30 minutes, who will be the next Raven? And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets. Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
A storm in the plains brings us some rain by Saturday. It's a sunny day and a warm day today. 80 this afternoon. Tomorrow's dry, 78. Saturday, showers, some thunder, 78 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 57 degrees in Westminster, 53 in Easton, and 55 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Yes, you are almost to the weekend. If you are out in traffic in the Baltimore region, I feel awful for you. But I also, you know what, I'm starting to wonder now because traffic has gotten a lot worse. And it's not that it's like just the backup and the buildup, right? The accidents. We've got multiple accidents, I feel, every morning. And this morning, if you were on 695, you saw this car carrier, this huge tractor trailer, turn over. And I tell you what, because, of course, I went by it, and I got to see where all the cars were scattered about and, you know, off on the ramp side. Just so you know, if you are taking 695 anytime this morning, definitely check Google Maps and see which way is the best way to go. But I will say this. When I passed this huge tractor trailer and I looked at it, because of course on the news you're hearing it's overturned, it's on its side, da 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 da. This trucker must have been going so fast. It literally, quite literally, almost flipped completely on its head. And I'm thinking to myself, when you're carrying something like that, right, this huge truck with these cars on top, it's a huge load. There's no way in the world this person wasn't speeding. No way in the world. It would not have turned almost completely over on its top. All I'm going to say is this. Let's slow down. Let's slow down. Let's pay attention. And this is coming from someone that loves to drive fast, okay? When I first got my license, my dad nicknamed me Mario Andretti because I would floor it. And, of course, I think I told you the story where he would make all of us learn how to drive stick shift. We all had manual cars as our first car. And in his mind, his logic, he said, look, when I was a kid, I went to a party and the guy that I was with had a manual car. And then he got drunk at the party. And he said, and here I am thinking, how the heck am I going to get home? He said, so I made a note, and I will never put my kids in that situation. So all of you need to learn how to drive stick. Well, when you drive stick, and I don't know if many of you guys do, because there's not a ton of cars right now that still have the manual shift. Driving stick, I mean, for some reason, you just feel like you're on a raceway. You know what I mean? Like, you feel like you belong in NASCAR. And so that's how I would drive. And so I'm just saying right now, today, please, please, during rush hour, at least slow down a little bit. And I really do. I feel bad for everybody that's involved in that accident. Obviously, there were other cars that were struck. It's awful. It's awful. But like I said, check your Google Maps before you get on the road this morning in the Baltimore region because it's bad out there. It is. We have lots to talk about today. Another illegal immigrant in Maryland is under investigation for what was a missing woman now found in the forest in Charles County. We're going to get to that story first. I also just want to let you know, I've got some great sound here for you today from Mayor Pete. Remember our Secretary of Transportation under Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, and also even Michelle Obama. They were both playing the race card this past week. And I thought I would share it with you because, honestly, again, Democrats and these positions where they do have a lot of influence, they still haven't connected the dots and realized that there are a lot of people in their own party, their own voters, that no longer want to dwell on skin color. They're just not picking it up. And I don't know if they're doing this because within their bubble, within their circle, people are still talking about race every day. But you got to hear the sound that I have because it will blow you away, especially the sound that I have from Pete Buttigieg. Also, we are going to talk about Governor Wes Moore because he is now defending. He is speaking on it. He is defending the IT and data service tax. We're going to do that at the top of the next hour. I'm going to go ahead and give you the phone number because I do want you to weigh in. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Also, if you haven't already, please go to the App Store. Download the WCBM app. It's free in the App Store. There's no excuse there. But you can text me right there so it comes live in the studio. But I do. I want you to weigh in because it is in my understanding that there are people that are in the delegation here in the state of Maryland that have been listening and reading comments on social media in regards to IT companies packing up and leaving the state of Maryland. And I want you, I really do want you to sound off on this. I know we talked about it briefly yesterday. I love the fact that many of you were calling in. But you know what? That's the best part of this, right? They need to hear from you. They need to hear from you. And I know I say this often. When they hear from me, they're like, oh, it's Kim Klasick. Here's Kim complaining again. Here's Kim. What's her solution? Here she is. That's what they say when they hear it from me. When they hear it from you, right? When I hear it from an actual business owner that has an IT service company or a data service company, you know, and I would say almost every business in some form or fashion is using some type of IT service company. I do believe that because I was thinking about it the other day, even when it comes to payroll. I mean, how are you doing payroll nowadays? I would think that you're using a data service company. And you might have to pay tax on that. So anyways, I want you guys to weigh in on it. And also we have Rosalind Hansen. She's weighing in at 11 o'clock. She, of course, with Moms for Liberty, with Montgomery County, she was at the Supreme Court yesterday. And of course, she actually had attended a rally over the weekend. And I got to see some of the things that she was able to share at that rally. She did a phenomenal job. Before I get off the call with Ms. Hansen, you know what I'm going to ask her? I'm going to ask her if she's considered running for office. I know. She's with Moms for Liberty. And usually you want, you know, moms to stay in those positions. Same thing with Kit Hart in Carroll County. There are so many Moms for Liberty women that I look at and I'm thinking, wow, you would do great in office. You would do fantastic. But it is. It's a challenge, and they already have kids, and it's a tough schedule. But I will ask her that. But I also want to ask her what her thoughts are. From the reports that I read, in case you didn't see this story, but Montgomery County schools, they're trying to force parents to teach their kids about the LGBTQIA, right, community, you know, even in elementary school, right, as young as kindergarten. And so Montgomery County parents are like, no way. Absolutely not. And I will say, it's not just, you know, the run-of-the-mill parents that are just kind of like, you know, oh, we always get involved, we're on PTA. No, there are people speaking out in Montgomery County that you would never have thought you were going to hear from. Okay? That's how upsetting this is. But as I read some of the reports, and of course, some of the experts are weighing in, it sounds like the Montgomery County parents are going to win this one. I don't want to jinx anything. But, you know, even the Montgomery County School Board, they believe that parents that wanted to opt out and saying that it's for religious reasons, they're saying, no, it has nothing to do with religion. They're just trying to hide their bigotry. That is not the case. You have many parents in Montgomery County, we'll get to Ms. Hansen, she'll weigh in on this, in the Muslim community that want no part of this. They want no part of this. So now you're telling me when people in the Muslim community come forward and say for religious reasons they want to be able to opt out, are you saying that's not the case? That's absolutely the case. It's against their religion. Like, you know what? They come up with all of these things and you're just kind of like, dude, do you hear yourself? Do you hear yourself? And then this is another thing, because then, you know, you got the Democrat Party in quite the conundrum because, you know, on one hand, they want to defend the LGBTQ community because they're like, you know, so oppressed, apparently. That's what they tell us. Right? We have more rights than they do somehow, some way. But on the other hand, they also usually tend to want to protect the Muslim community. But this, in this instance, they had to choose. They had to choose. And they went with LGBTQIA. Interesting, isn't it? All right, we'll get to that when we talk to Ms. Hansen at 11 o'clock. And hopefully you guys want to weigh in on that one as well. I wanted to start the show with this illegal immigrant in Southern Maryland that is now under investigation for killing another Maryland mom. Yes, a Maryland mom of two. Now, this woman was missing, and then she was found, a gruesome discovery. And it's the same old story. And, of course, it's not making a lot of headlines here in the state of Maryland. I did see where Congressman Andy Harris was posting about it. Senator Justin Reedy, he posted about it. There were those in the state that are posting about it. Marty in the text line. Marty, thank you again. You sent over a link to it yesterday as we were wrapping up the show. This is a huge issue. And the fact that we continuously talk about women in the state of Maryland being harmed by illegal immigrants, at what point do we say enough is enough? Enough is enough. There is a pattern here. You might not hear Maryland elected officials saying, oh, yeah, you know, no, we're a sanctuary city. They might not say that we're a sanctuary state or city, but guess what? We are. We are. And you can take a look at the numbers. The former ICE director, when he was talking about Baltimore County, and at that time it was Baltimore County Executive Johnny O, now Congressman, he was saying how Johnny O made sure that officers in Baltimore County weren't really working directly with ICE officers. And, you know, that director at the time said, you know, he had to call him out. I think, you know, I think I played the clip here at some point. But his name was Matthew Ellison. He's no longer the ICE director here in the state of Maryland. But he did go on Fox 45 and called out Johnny Olszewski during the election cycle. And you know what? I actually put it in my campaign ad when he said, no, that's absolutely not true. He said, even though Johnny Olszewski was telling voters and everybody else that they were cooperating with ICE, he got on Fox 45 and said, I just want to point this out. That's not true at all. He says, yes, you know, there are detainer requests on some of these court documents for some of these illegal immigrants that are involved in sexual assault, you know, even misdemeanor cases. And so, you know, they have that on the documents from the judge. But instead of just letting the ICE agents know when they're about to release this person, what they were doing in Baltimore County, thanks, Johnny O, what they were doing is they were releasing these individuals and then telling ICE in an email that they had been released. And there were many instances, and this is, again, I can't believe he won this race. There were many instances where the ICE agents then had to spend more money, obviously more resources, because they had to go back and then hunt this person down, even though they were at one point in time in Baltimore County's custody. I wonder how many times that has happened, and those illegal immigrants obviously, you know, got out of town and completely left the state. Because a lot of times those ICE agents here in Maryland, they were looking within the state for that individual. And there wasn't a situation where Baltimore County let somebody go that had a sexual assault charge. He was actually indicted, this illegal immigrant. They let him go, then sent an email telling ICE, hey, we let this guy go. I guess he's on your list. You might want to go pick him up. Well, meanwhile, he had gone back to the house where he sexually assaulted a young girl. That's when they released him. He went back to that residence. It's a mess. It's a hot mess. And if it was anybody else's daughter or niece or what have you, the elected officials, I guarantee you they wouldn't be making these decisions. But that's what we're doing here. That's what we're doing. So we come back from break. We're going to get into this. Apparently, this guy also had a bogus green card. Now, come on. Do we think that this is the only illegal immigrant with a bogus green card? We've had this conversation thanks to the Kilmer Garcia scenario right now in El Salvador. There are many people that have called the show and said, well, Kim, he had a green card. Well, Kim, he was supposed to be here. How many of those illegal immigrants have bogus green cards? How many of them? I remember way back when I had my Social Security card and so many things stolen because I left my wallet actually in the passenger seat of my car. And as I went in to pump gas, somebody actually ended up taking, it was weird. They took the wallet, left the purse and the phone and everything else, and just took the wallet. And it looked like my purse, like nothing had been moved, right? So I went in, I gave cash to the attendant, went back out, went to pump my gas, went to drive off. And I didn't realize it to much later down the road that somebody actually went in my purse and took my wallet. Well, it turned out it was somebody that was, I guess, either selling or using people's Social Security cards. And they were able to track it down. They were like, yeah, it was actually with multiple Social Security cards that were stolen. And that's what that person was doing. And so then I had to figure out whether or not they had stolen my identity or anything else. Luckily, at that point, they did not. But there's a lot going on here, okay? There's a lot going on here. And the more and more we see Democrats defending illegal immigration, the more and more I hope Democrat voters are deciding to wake up. When we get back, we're going to talk about this missing woman. It is a terrible story, but I want to make sure you hear it.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. GoodFeet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit GoodFeet.com to book your appointment today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 till noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Just a little reminder, tomorrow you'll have Andrew Langer with you, which I know many people love Andrew. I do too. I will not be in tomorrow, but Andrew will be here, and then I'll be back on Monday. And I'm working on something. I'm trying to cook something up here. I'm working on a big guest for Monday, so cross your fingers that I'm able to tie this down. But I, you know, like I say all the time, I love this job. I love being at WCBM. And it is truly an honor and a blessing to be here. We were talking about how we're going to have a conversation at 11 o'clock with Moms for Liberty in Montgomery County. And Marty in the text line says, you know, Cam, when I was in kindergarten, they were teaching me not to eat paste or pick my nose and eat my boogers. Kindergarten is about developing the skills necessary to learn, not to navigate complex social issues that they are far too long to understand. That's just my opinion. Yeah, Marty. And that's why I would be very shocked. I would be shocked if the Supreme Court does not rule in the favor of the parents. Now, I will say that Ketanji Brown Jackson, I guess I should say Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, she made a statement showing, honestly, that she is going to vote against the option for parents to opt out. That's what it sounded like in her statement. And it was very odd, her statement. She said something she implied that parents should put their kids in private school if they feel as though this curriculum in public school just doesn't work for them. So I guess Ketanji Brown Jackson believes that everybody has private school money, I guess is what... You know, I hate to call her a DEI pick. I really do, because when I looked at her resume, and a lot of people were calling her DEI at the time because President Joe Biden, he said he picked her because she was a black woman. But I looked at her resume and I was like, wow, this woman's very qualified. But then when you hear from her, she says the dumbest stuff ever, right? Remember, she couldn't define what a woman was? Meanwhile, she is, in fact, a woman. You can't define yourself at all? No, not your own gender. That's odd. All right, I'm going to jump right in here because I do want you to hear this sound when it comes from 7 News about this woman that was missing in Southern Maryland, but she has since been found. And her suspected killer and his accomplice, they were trying to hop the border to get out of town. Take a listen.
Tonight, an update on the investigation into a Charles County mom found dead in a state park weeks after she was reported missing.
And a man in the country illegally is charged in her murder, and he was just delivered to a local county jail this week by federal immigration officials. And it's a case where the constitutional right to due process is being honored.
Our Maryland Bureau Chief Brad Bell has the details in a story you'll see only on 7 News.
When Casey Barrera Rosa contacted the Charles County Sheriff to report his 23-year-old girlfriend, Lesbia Guerra, the mother of his two children, was gone from the house they shared in Waldorf, and he didn't know where she was. Investigators suspected he was lying.
We have, from the beginning, thought that there was foul play.
At the time, a family friend speaking in Spanish told us,
"Right now, there's a big emptiness inside. Ever since I found out about this, I haven't slept well, I haven't eaten well, because I just can't."
She was missing for just more than 2 weeks until detectives searched this heavily wooded area just outside the Cedarville State Forest. And there, just off a dirt road about 30 feet deep into the woods, they found her remains buried in a 5-foot-deep grave. Barrera Rosa is now charged with murder, and according to court documents obtained by 7 News, they believe he strangled Guerra during an argument, then called his uncle to help dig the grave. What's noteworthy about this case is that it has been a joint effort between the sheriff, county prosecutor, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Early on, when sheriff's investigators suspected foul play, they reached out to ICE. The feds determined Barrera Rosa had a bogus green card, so they picked him up and held him in custody, then turned him over to local authorities once they had enough evidence for a murder warrant. State's Attorney Tony Covington telling 7 News he will see this prosecution through to the end. And once this case has made it through the local courts, and whether or not he's found guilty and has to serve any possible prison time, this accused killer will be turned back over to ICE for likely deportation. The new head of the Maryland ICE field office actually issuing a statement about this case, hailing the cooperation with local law enforcement and saying they're going to continue to work together to uphold the law. In Waldorf, Brad Bell, 7 News.
All right. This is why it's so important for ICE agents to work with local police. You see, I know you know that. I'm just hoping there are people in office that continue to act like this is not important, especially those within the Maryland General Assembly that quite literally voted to make sure ICE and local police officers weren't able to work together. To those that voted against, you know what? That bill was put in by Delegate Nino Mangione. You voted against that bill. I want you to just listen to what's going on here. This illegal immigrant, again, bogus green card, caught trying to hop the border near El Paso on April 10th. And so apparently he was with his uncle. That's part of this, the accomplice, supposedly, allegedly, in this case. But, you know, it said that he strangled this woman to death and then dumped her body in the woods. He was questioned about whether or not she was missing at all. And he said, I guess she's missing, you know. And then it's just like, okay, there's no accountability here. And if you think about this case and you think about whether it's the case with Rachel Warren or the case with Kayla Hamilton, I mean, it is all very clear that there are people from other cultures that do not respect life in the way that we do here in America. And that is very clear. Now, I also want to point out here, and I hope you weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6660. We have an illegal immigrant crisis in the state of Maryland. Is that not clear to everybody else? Because it's very clear to me. It's extremely clear at this point. And I think those in office are trying to hide it. We'll discuss more when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Russian missile and drone attack on Kiev has killed at least 9 people in the Ukrainian capital, more than 70 others injured in the attack. President Trump writing on social media saying that he is not happy about that strike and urging Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop such attacks. And the president's voicing frustration with Volodymyr Zelensky after the Ukrainian president rejected the idea of recognizing Crimea as Russian territory as part of any peace agreement. Commerce Secretary Lutnick says the U.S. has spoken with some 90 countries about working out a deal on tariffs. Meanwhile, a dozen states are suing the Trump administration in the U.S. Court of International Trade. They're looking to have the president's tariffs declared illegal. Dick Durbin says 5 terms in the U.S. Senate is enough. The Illinois Democrat announcing he will not seek re-election. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
We'll go draft heavy this time around as the Ravens get set to pick 27th tonight. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta on positions of strength in the draft.
I think that if you're looking at the offensive line, the defensive line, and the outside linebackers as a whole, I would say they're three of the strongest positions in this draft class.
So what do the Ravens value in a player when making that first-round pick? Here are some key questions that they like answered. Were they multi-sport athletes? Did they play for a power conference school? Do they have any reported character or medical issues? Did they serve as a team captain? Are they 21 years old or younger when they're drafted? If you look at all those criteria, here are four players that fit the bill. Alabama offensive tackle Tyler Booker, Boston College defensive end Donovan Ezeraku, Georgia safety Malachi Starks, and South Carolina safety Nick Emmanuori. Sports Illustrated, by the way, reporting last night per NFL sources that most feel that Emmanuori is not considered a likely first-round pick. Ravens will be on the clock tonight at about 11:15 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, the biggest problem with the Orioles' offense. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Time to get outside, soak up some of this sunshine. You can do that today and tomorrow. Saturday, a cold front has a completely different plan. Clouds and rain Saturday. A few clouds, and that's it today. No rain, 80 the high. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. Saturday, showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. 78 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Wish you could save on home insurance? With Allstate, you could easily save and get quality protection. Yep, it's a win-win. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show, to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
All right, happy Thursday to all of you. And it is here in Maryland. It's a beautiful day outside. Make sure you get out there and enjoy it. I guess many of us are still ready to hear more information on the police-involved shooting yesterday in Arbutus. Just want to mention real quick before we get back to this story about this illegal immigrant. I saw where the police ended up shooting a man that was wearing a mask and had a bow and arrow. You know, when I first heard the story, I was like, this is the most Arbutus story I think I've ever heard. Right? It's the most Arbutus story ever. I don't know why he was carrying a bow and arrow. Apparently, family members saying that he was not well. And I'm pretty sure they're going to do a thorough investigation here. But just so you know, we still don't have any names released as of yet. But I, you know, hearts out to everybody involved. I saw some of the witnesses that have come forward in that neighborhood, and they were just as shocked, I'm sure, as everybody else. So when they have some more information, if they have it, they bring it before the end of the show today, I will definitely share with you. We can discuss it just a bit. I think, you know, sometimes we do have a conversation surrounding mental health issues, especially when it comes to police-involved shootings. And even though I know there's many people that jump to blaming the gun, sometimes we see blaming the police officers, but we still haven't had a good conversation about mental health and what we plan to do about it. I know when President Trump was running, many of us were calling for him to reopen the insane asylums, right? There's a lot of people, and I you probably noticed this as much as I have, there are a lot of people that are not well that are within our homeless community. And you'll see them on many streets, many roads. And it's, you know, we got to take care of this issue. I know we're spending a lot of money on illegal immigrants as we're, you know, picking the story back up. But, you know, at what point in time do we say, okay, let's prioritize mental health issues and get some of these people some help? I would rather see my tax dollars go there than to illegal immigration. Speaking of which, before the break, we were talking about the illegal immigrant that is suspected of killing a Maryland mom of two in Charles County. And this illegal immigrant, according to ICE agents, has a bogus green card. If you heard there before the break, we were playing some sound from 7 News. And they were talking to a family member of this illegal immigrant, and they, too, could not speak a lick of English. And I, you know how I feel about this already. You know how I feel, okay? Illegal immigration needs to be tackled. I did see where Congressman Andy Harris did ask on, I guess that was X, formerly known as Twitter, whether or not there was anybody in Maryland in elected a position that has talked about or even acknowledged this woman that was killed in Charles County. So, of course, you know, I started doing some digging myself. And when it comes to Governor Westmore, I went through all his social media posts. No mention of this woman. No mention of the suspect trying to hop the border in El Paso with his supposed accomplice. You got Senator Chris Van Hollen. He's still posting about Mr. Garcia in El Salvador. And saying how he deserves his due process. You know, I guess the question also becomes, you know, those that they murder, right? Those that they murder, they sexually assault, they sexually harass, they sexually abuse, those that they rob, you know, those that they're hurting. Where is their due process? Where is their due process? Now, some people, of course, are going to say, well, Kim, that's not how this works. That's not how this works. You know, that person deserves due process. I'm at the point now where I'm done spending money and resources on these individuals, okay? Because this guy who's suspected of killing this Maryland mom, apparently he is going to have his right to due process. That's why 7 News mentioned it, because of this Kilmar Garcia case. Normally, reporters wouldn't even mention something like that. But now they have to mention it. But he's going to have his right to due process, and then they already said, regardless of the outcome, whether he murdered this woman or not, but again, everyone believes and suspects that he did. Whether he murdered this woman or not in Charles County, he still will be deported. He can't stay. His green card was a fake, a phony. And this is how I feel about the Kilmar Garcia case. No, Mr. Garcia didn't kill anyone. Now, whether or not he abused his wife, the jury, I guess, is still out on that one. Because she's not even speaking about it. But she had the allegations and she, you know, filed more than one complaint. But I guess, you know, and I'll ask you this. Do you feel the same way I do? I don't think that these individuals, like this guy here on a bogus green card, I don't think he's owed due process. I really don't. Am I wrong? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're going to waste time, money, resources. We're wasting all of this on this guy that is suspected of killing this woman. And at the end of the day, yes, I'm sure her family is going to want justice and want to make sure that he is the one that actually took her life, right? I'm sure that's how they're going to have to now, you know, bring any kind of closure, even though nothing will bring, you know, anything that will lift their spirits after losing, you know, especially the children losing their mom. I don't want to spend money. I don't want to spend any more money on this individual. I want it to be done and over with. I want it to be done with. But we're taking this time to give due process to people that shouldn't even be here. Why? Why are we cluttering the court system with individuals, no matter the outcome, are going to be deported. Same thing with Senator Chris Van Hollen and those other four members of Congress that are currently in El Salvador. No matter what you say or do, no matter what's going to happen, you know, in any stretch of the imagination, if Kilmer Garcia is supposedly not a member of MS-13, he filed for asylum and he was rejected. No matter the outcome, whether he's MS-13 or not, he will still be deported. So why are we wasting our time? Why are we using our tax dollars to fly Senator Chris Van Hollen and gang to El Salvador? There is no outcome in which he's going to stay here in the States. None. I've got Kurt in Edgewater. Kurt, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I just want to say this due process is a Marxist tactic. What they do is they break the system like the Democrats have with illegal immigration. Then they flood the system and insist that everybody gets due process that doesn't deserve it. They're not even citizens. And then there's no way, it's impossible to give due process to all of them because they've broken the system. It's exactly what the Democrats are doing right now, and it doesn't surprise me because they're anti-American and Marxist.
Yeah. Well, Kurt, let me ask you this, because I'm also thinking about the fact that, because I'm not going to put it just on a Democrat party. The Republican Party needs to get back on Capitol Hill. I know they're still on vacation, but they're going to have to change some laws on the books, because this is what people voted for, right? Whether they're Democrat, independent, of course, Republican, they want something done about illegal immigration. Do you think, or do you see Congress in the near future actually doing something about this problem?
The problem with the Republican Party is they're not, the Democrats are all together, all a bunch of stinking Marxists, but the Republicans are the exact opposite. They're completely, all they care about is their own personal careers.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's either, if Trump can't lead them, it's not going to happen. But, you know, you either have Trump or you have Marxism. Take your choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Kurt, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. Thank you. And you know what? Speaker Mike Johnson's got to step up here, too. You got to step up. You got to do more. Because right now you've got Trump's administration, like, his, you know, you got Stephen Miller, you got him, you got Pam Bondi, you got Kristi Noem, you got these individuals that are like, okay, Kilmer Garcia can't come back, and if he does try to come back, we're going to deport him again. You're going to have members of Congress not just speak out about it. You guys got to change law. This is the thing that frustrates me, because, and I'm more than willing to call out my party, more than willing. Here we are, we're in a situation that we've been waiting for. I know I have been, where we have President Trump back in the White House, and now we have the majority in the House and the Senate, and they're still on vacation. And yes, it's frustrating. It's frustrating. I'm frustrated with my own party. We see executive order after executive order, and for some reason, Speaker Johnson is not leading the pack to make sure those executive orders that people like, look, there's a majority of people that want to see something done in this country, yet they're doing nothing about it in the legislative level. And it's a bit annoying and it's a bit frustrating. And so here we had, how long were we talking about possible maternity leave for Congresswoman? Like, it's so stupid. Then we were talking about Sarah McBride needing a bathroom. Like, it's just like, I'm getting annoyed. Like, get to work, guys. This is why many people like myself, you know, either ran for office or door knocked or phone banking. We're about to rev this up again, door knocking and phone banking. Like, here, you're now in a situation to get this stuff done. Why does it seem to me that only President Trump and his close circle are doing the work? It really, in my view, it really makes me think about the fact that this is all one big swamp. And we don't really have a two-party system. That's what it's making me think at this point. Because here you've got members of Congress like, you know, the four progressives in El Salvador. You got Senator Chris Van Hollen, and they're all doing these stupid photo ops that mean absolutely nothing. But Republicans have the majority, and they're doing absolutely nothing. I mean, at this point, the Democrats are working harder on the photo ops. Right? Where are the Republicans right now? I like the fact that the Maryland Freedom Caucus is speaking out, but come on. All right, I'm going to table it, but I am. I'm getting frustrated, even with my own party. I'm getting frustrated with this illegal immigrant crisis that we clearly have here in the state of Maryland. I'll continue to wait and see, watch the case for this illegal immigrant in southern Maryland that is suspected of killing this mother of two. I'll continue to watch it. But it's the same old, same old. Meanwhile, you got the Attorney General, Anthony Brown. He's focused on Trump and other, you know, nonsense at times. And it's like, dude, I know you see what's going on with the illegal immigration. I know you see it. We talked about on this show where there's a pattern now of illegal immigrants from El Salvador doing a lot of the crime, a lot of the violent crime. Now, people don't want to call out just El Salvador. I know people don't want to do it. It doesn't look good. It doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound very politically correct, but it's the honest truth. We want to talk about violent criminals in this state. Where are they coming from? El Salvador. Where's Senator Chris Van Hollen and his gang now in El Salvador trying to get somebody back from El Salvador? Get out of here. Get out of here. I do hope from this level, you know, the federal level and the nonsense they're doing in the Democrat Party, to the fact that Governor Wes Moore and Democrats in Maryland, the fact that they are taxing us to death to the point where you've got businesses leaving, you've got people that are packing up their families and leaving. At this point, I know those are the people that are vote blue no matter who. They like to, you know, hate listen. I call it hate listen to me because some of them do. And they'll comment on my social media, too. They'll be like, well, I heard your show today. But well, good. First of all, thank you for listening. Secondly, I hope you learned something. Third, I hope you heard from the audience when they call in. I hope you learned something from them. But it's the same old, same old. So those that vote blue no matter who, are you finally thinking about not voting blue no matter who? Finally? Is it clicking just yet? Governor Wes Moore thumbing his nose up at taxpayers? Is it sinking in yet? Probably not. Who am I kidding? Probably not. I did want to mention, shout out to Carroll County Sheriff Jeff DeWeese. He said that his officers are not going to assist with the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project and going on to people's properties, whether it's just for research or other things. Shout out again, Carroll County Sheriff Jeff DeWeese, for, you know, keeping the people front and center. Because that's another issue here in the state of Maryland that Governor Wes Moore doesn't want to touch. He doesn't want to touch it. We saw what they did in Annapolis this session. They didn't want to touch juvenile crime. We just heard, what was that? George, thank you for the text. Was that 2 days ago? 10-year-old carjacking people in Towson? When is enough is enough? And then it's so crazy. I'll talk to Democrats, you know, and they'll say, oh, well, President Trump did this, and look at these tariffs. And that. Those issues right now, those issues aren't even affecting you. There are business owners out there right now saying, oh, we're not feeling the effects of the tariffs yet. We should, we might. It's coming, but it's not actually affecting them right now. The issues affecting us right now is because of the Democrat Party, whether it's illegal immigration, whether it's the taxes and fees from the Democrats in the Maryland General Assembly, whether it's Governor Wes Moore. For some reason, he thinks he's on some high horse. He can't come down. He can't listen to anybody, it seems. He was asked, and this is what we're going to talk about in the next hour, he was asked about the IT tax and the data service tax. And he said, well, this is how we're going to grow IT services in Maryland. Literally, quite literally, and I'm going to use the word literally, quite literally, no one, not a single person thinks this but Governor Wes Moore. Quite literally. Senator Bill Ferguson doesn't even think this. And he's at the reins, right? I mean, it's just like nobody else absolutely believes that this is going to grow Maryland in any sense. But Governor Wes Moore, when he's asked about it, he does that thing where he bobs his head around, right? He's like, well. It's like watching like one of those the bobbleheads, right? It's like, I'm surprised they don't have a Wes Moore bobblehead coming out at Camden Yards. It's just like, well, this is how we're going. You know, he does that whole thing where he starts like bobbing his head and shaking his arms. It's like, look, this is a theater class, all right? We're not in theater class anymore. You're talking about real lives. You're talking about real businesses. You're talking about real employers, real employees. This is not a game. This isn't where you could just read some script and hope it all goes well. This is real life. This is reality. You want to be the executive of the state, you're going to have to be the executive. He should have said something about NPRP even way before he even said anything about it. You can tell, he doesn't even want to speak about it because he knows what the commission's going to decide. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. All right. I am. Coming up next, I do want to talk to you more about the race card and the division game that is still being played. I know there were many people that were hoping that Joe Biden, because that's what we heard, Joe Biden was going to unite the country. But yet it is Joe Biden and his crew that still has a heavy focus on race. And I think, from the comments that I've been seeing about this, I think there are many independents and even some Democrats that are ready to turn the corner. I think there are a lot of people that are like, you know what? We talked race. We talked about race a lot when Kamala was running. You saw how poorly she did in her race. What's interesting is some Democrats will say, well, she didn't have enough time to run. You idiot. She was a vice president for 4 years. You tell me she didn't have enough time to run? Look, if she was really truly a vice president that was looking at being in the Oval Office as the president, as the VP, she would have done a stellar job. She would have done a lot of photo ops, and she would have done everything she could to put herself in that bright spotlight. She did absolutely nothing. So don't tell me she didn't have enough time to run a good campaign. She was the VP. Come on. We'll discuss where we get back.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You can't make this up. Congressman Peter Welch visited detained Columbia University activist. This guy calling him a friend and praising his work with Jewish brothers and sisters on Columbia's campus. Oh, okay. Well, this guy that he was visiting with could empathize with Hamas's decision to launch the attack and use the siren to drown out pro-Israel students protesting for the release of Israeli child hostages. This is what the Democratic Party's now been reduced to? Pretty amazing. This is the hill that they want to die on, protecting and championing men's rights for women's sports, championing pro-Hamas sympathizers.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
The Sean Hannity Show on WCBM.
Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. That comes with a lot of fine print, plus, 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 plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more, more, more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive. Where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Wrapping up this conversation about illegal immigration. If you missed it, there is an illegal immigrant that is now suspected of killing a mother of two in Charles County. She went missing Her body, unfortunately, found gruesome discovery, as I mentioned, in a forest in Charles County. And the suspect and the uncle of the suspect were then caught on April 10th trying to hop the border in El Paso, Texas. And luckily, the Charles County Police and even our ICE agents here in Maryland, they suspected him from the very beginning. So apparently they were already tracking his whereabouts, and that's why they were able to catch him before he hopped the border. But this, I suspect there's things going on all the time like this. I'll still bring up real quick here. Remember Isaiah Carter, the young man, the student that was shot outside of Patterson High School, and they found his suspected shooter trying to hop the border like 3 days after that? There's definitely something going on, for sure, in the state of Maryland. And I know that a lot of police officers, most likely a lot of ICE agents, they can't be specific and they probably can't let the public know a ton. But this is a conversation that we have to have. We have an illegal immigrant crisis here in the state of Maryland, and I'm willing to call it that. I got Scott in Elkridge. Scott, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes. Good morning, Kim. So we have been discussing Delmar Albrego Garcia for a couple of weeks now, and, you know, we put a lot of focus on it. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, like you said, it's at the end of the day, he is illegal. There is really nothing else to discuss. He's not coming back.
Right.
What we need to start doing, everybody needs to start focusing on getting the rest of the Delmar Albrego Garcias out of this country, because there's a lot more where he came from.
Yeah. Yeah. Scott, you're absolutely correct in that. And even Laura Loomer, she was putting out posts this week, and she said, you know what? I hope people aren't afraid to snitch on those that are here illegally, especially those that are involved in shady activity. And I hope people do think about that, because you're right. You know, why wait until something else happens, some other tragedy? Scott, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into Governor Wes Moore's comments as he defends the IT tax. Yes, that 3% tax, even though it's, you know, some people are like, well, it's just 3%. Well, you're taxing everything that has to do with IT and data services. You're taxing all of those services 3%. Yeah, if you're a smart business person, you're leaving the state. You don't care. You know what? You could stay in the state and get an LLC in Delaware or anywhere else. This is a nightmare. And just like they thought people were going to use their Easy Pass and they were going to collect a lot of money from the Easy Pass, remember, everybody was like, all right, I'll just go around the tolls. I'll take Boston Street. I don't care. And that's what happened. And so here you got IT companies leaving and they're taking big salary jobs with them. Congratulations, Governor Wes Moore. We'll get into all of that and more coming up next.
Is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue